Hey, everybody, this is Dana Shea, and you are listening to Real Relationship Talk. Here we are, you all, at the very end of the year. It is the end of 2022, and these are some of my favorite episodes to do, where I really get to go back and do a year in review and talk about some of the amazing conversations that we've had together over the last year. I can hardly believe, you guys, that this podcast is 2.5 years old, and 2020 was great, 2021 was even better, 2022, we had some incredible conversations. And so we're going to recap a little bit of my favorite conversations, and really not really just my favorite conversations, but our top 10 podcast episodes of 2022. But before I do that, I also just want to give you guys some personal updates, some highlights of my year in 2022. This has been a year of hills and valleys, highs and lows, ups and downs, extreme blessings, and some stumbles along the way, if I can be honest with you. And one of the things that I just want to talk about is the fact that I got COVID twice, literally back to back on two vacations. And that was very, very hard. I really went through it with COVID, and I am, by the way, double vaxxed and boosted. So I have no idea how this happened, but praise God, my health is better. I really went through it in my health this year, not only with COVID, but I had a really bad upper respiratory infection. I've had the flu. I've gone through so many different health challenges this year, but praise God, I am healthy and on the mend from that. I also got to travel extensively. You guys, I think I logged 18 trips this year, like airplane trips. I was in more airports and more airplanes than I care to remember. And I absolutely love to travel. But this was a very, very busy year. And some of the places that I went to were Jamaica. My husband and I, Sean, we celebrated our 23rd wedding anniversary. And so we went to Jamaica with some of our best friends, one of the places I got COVID. And then we went to California. We went to LA, had a great family vacation, also got COVID there. And then we went to, or I actually went on a mission trip to Tanzania, which was such a highlight, probably one of the biggest highlights of my year. Got the flu there, or actually had the flu before I went to Tanzania. And then I actually got to travel to the great state of South Dakota, which is basically another country. Okay. And so this has just been an incredible, incredible travel year for me. And so I'd love to hear from you guys. What was some of maybe your highlights of the year? Go ahead and tag me. Send me a DM on Instagram at Mrs. Dana Shea or at Real Relationship Talk. Or put it in your stories and tag me at Mrs. Dana Shea or at Real Relationship Talk.
You are listening to Real Relationship Talk, a podcast helping married and pre-married couples build lasting love from above. Got problems? Let's solve them. Because real trials need real truth. Now it's time to get in the game with your relationship coach and host, Dana Shea.
All right, friends. Well, let's go ahead and get into our top 10 episodes of 2022. We're going to do a little countdown starting from number 10. Number 10. Now, number 10 was episode 74, and it was the lowdown on the hookup culture. This was a part of our Shameless Sex series, and this was an episode that I did really talking to our single men and women about how it is rough out here in these streets, in these dating streets, as one of my friends says all the time. She's like, it's rough out here in these dating streets. But really talking about the lowdown on the hookup culture, how I believe the hookup culture has really sabotaged a lot of really potentially healthy relationships, how it has given women especially this unfortunately misogynistic view of themselves and of their bodies, and how a lot of women feel like they have to lead with their sexuality because that is what our culture is promoting and teaching. And so that was our number 10 top listened to episode of 2022. I hope that you'll check it out. Again, that was episode 74. Number nine. Coming in at number 9 was episode 87, and it was the silent treatment versus silence. Now, this was probably one of my favorite episodes because I may or may not struggle with giving the silent treatment to people. And this was a part of our Communication 101 series. And the reason that that's so important is because as a marriage coach, one of the things that I get asked with, I get asked the most about for people who are struggling in their marriages is communication. And so I dedicated an entire series to communication. And as you'll hear in just a bit, many of those episodes ranked in our top 10. So there is a difference between the silent treatment, which is no bueno, and silence. Silence can actually be very good and healthy and necessary in your marriage and in your relationship. So be sure to check that out. I'm not going to rehash that whole episode, but it was episode 87. Go back and listen to what the differences are between the silent treatment and silence and how you can actually use silence to better your relationships. Number eight. All right, coming in at number eight was episode 94, and it was 7 ways men destroy their marriages. Y'all, I had so much fun doing that particular episode. I consulted with my husband, Sean, to find out what are some things that maybe he thought that men do to destroy their marriages. And then, of course, I had a whole lot of feedback from my women listeners about some ways that men are destroying their marriages. And so that definitely stepped on some toes, I'm sure. There's also a complimentary YouTube video. And just FYI, most, not all, but most of the podcast episodes are also on my YouTube channel. And you can find me on YouTube, just simply put in Dana Shea Unlimited. That's my YouTube channel name. Or just type in Real Relationship Talk and it should come up there for you as well. So I did the episode and I think I did like a little Instagram reel or a YouTube short. And some of the comments just made me laugh about some of these ways that men were like, we don't destroy our marriages that way. So be sure to check that out. Again, that's episode 94. Number seven. All right. Number seven, episode 103. 4 steps to heal after a broken heart. And the word heal is an acronym, H-E-A-L. I'm not going to tell you what the acronym is because I want you to go back and listen to that episode if you have not already listened to it. Again, it's episode 103. And one of the things, one of the main reasons actually that I started this whole podcast, you guys, is because I know that there are so many couples out there who are struggling with healing after infidelity or healing after betrayal or after a broken heart. And a lot of what I was seeing on blogs, on other shows, in videos were, in my opinion, just kind of scratching the surface a little bit. And so I really wanted to create a podcast where we could dive deep into some of these issues, where we could be real, where I'm not just feeding you a whole bunch of inspirational kind of que sera sera, kumbaya type of advice. But I really wanted to give you, and I strive to give you practical help that will actually help you in real time in your marriages and in your relationships. And so this was a really sweet episode, in my opinion. Obviously, I'm biased here, but obviously not. You know, it ranked at number 7. So be sure to check that out. Episode 103, 4 Steps to Heal After a Broken Heart. Number six. All right, moving right along here. Coming in at number 6, our 6th most popular episode of 2022 was 7 ways women destroy their marriages. And you can find that on episode 93. So this one was a little bit hilarious as well. If I recall, there was a woman on Instagram who sent me a nice nasty message about this particular episode in general. She didn't know that I was actually doing another episode, the very next episode, on 7 ways that men destroy their marriages. So she tried to come for me, y'all. She was like, well, you are talking about all the ways that women destroy their marriages, but what about men? Men destroy their marriages too. And I was like, sweetheart, just be patient and tune in next week because I'm talking about ways that men destroy their marriages as well. But this particular episode, I talked about some things that women do subconsciously most of the time. And I think men too. I don't believe that anyone is really setting out to destroy their marriage or destroy their relationships. However, there are these things, you guys, that we do that are subconscious, that we're unaware of, and ways that are really destroying our relationships. And so if you have not already listened to that, especially if you're a woman, be sure to listen to episode 93, the 7 ways that women are destroying their marriages. Number five. Coming in at number 5, episode 90, how men and women communicate differently. Friends, I know that there is a lot of conversation out there about gender roles and gender identity and gender preference. And I'm just going to tell you that biologically, women and men are different, okay? And women and men also communicate differently. Now, I understand that some of you guys are going to say, well, you know what? That's a sociological tendency. People were bred, or people were not bred. I guess humans aren't really bred, but people were influenced to communicate that way. And that might be true, but tell that to the many couples that I coach, you know, that this is somehow just a social construct. No, it is actually, I believe, more than that. I believe it's more than just how we were raised or how society has shaped us. But I believe that there are some major differences in how men and women communicate. And if you're not aware of those, then what will happen is you will try to communicate with your partner the same way that you want them to communicate with you. So for example, if I want my husband to speak lovingly and tenderly to me when we are having a challenge, then I might try to speak lovingly and tenderly to him, and he might not take it as lovingly and tenderly. He might take it as me being emasculating or me trying to put him down. So it's really important, you all, that we understand that there are gender differences, and there are, especially in marriage, there are differences in how men and women communicate. So that episode is full of straight wisdom. So be sure to check that out. Again, you can find that on episode 90. That was our fifth most popular episode of 2022. Number four. Moving right along, number four, our top four episode of 2022 was episode 89. And this was 7 tips on how to become a better listener. This was also a part of our Communication 101 series. And I think one of the most helpful in the whole Communication 101 series. Listen, if we are not listening to our spouses, and I'm talking about really hearing not only what they're saying, but what they're not saying, really hearing their hearts and really hearing them with compassion, then we are doing them and ourselves a huge disservice. There are many times where we communicate and we just want to be heard. We want to get our thing out there. We want to get our point across. We want to be vindicated, or we want to defend ourselves. And we have this kind of one-track mind, and it really can be selfish on how we communicate. So this episode is going to help you to be a better listener. And bonus, it's not just going to help you to be a better listener with your spouse, but it's also going to help you in other interpersonal relationships with your children, with your coworkers, with people in your neighborhood, with people that you don't like, with people that you don't agree with. This is, I think, really, really important information for us to know, because we must communicate in all of our relationships. And if we're not communicating well, because we're not listening well, then we are going to be riddled with conflict. So be sure to check out that episode. Again, you will find that on episode 89. Number three. All right, my friends, we're coming to some of my faves, okay? The top three episode of 2022 was episode 102, and it was 12 steps to rebuild trust in your relationship. I still remember sitting in front of my computer and praying through this episode, because if there is one thing other than communication that I deal with the most with the couples that I coach, it is rebuilding trust. Trust is simply built by good behavior over time. Now, that's the simplistic way to rebuild trust, but there is a lot that goes into rebuilding trust. And so I prayed over this episode. I pray over all of them, but I specifically remember sitting over my computer and being like, Jesus, please give me your wisdom, because there are marriages that are ending prematurely. There are people who are bound in unforgiveness and shame because they have not learned the skills, and it is a skill, on how to rebuild trust. So if you are in a marriage or a relationship and you're stuck and you are wondering, how can we get the trust back? Is it just time? Does time really heal all wounds? That is not true. Time does not heal all wounds. Time can be a catalyst, but it doesn't do the healing. So this is very important. If you have been betrayed, or if your heart has been broken, you need to listen to this episode and you need to share this episode with someone who has been in this situation. So again, that was episode 102, one of my absolute favorite episodes on this entire podcast, 12 steps to rebuild trust in your relationship. Number two, I'm laughing at this episode because I knew my pastor was going to listen to this. It's called the female orgasm. I mean, y'all, we're going to call ourselves Real Relationship Talk. We got to bring the realness, right? So this is an episode that I did with Julie Seibert, who is a sex coach, if you will. She helps people in the areas of sexuality. And it was such a great episode. Women, you need to familiarize yourself with your body. I know that that for some is like really weird and you're like, I don't want to talk about this, but you need to talk about it because I believe that sex and marriage can be amazing. It can be beautiful. It can be mutually enjoyable. It's actually supposed to be. So your husband shouldn't be the one or the only one who's having orgasms. You need to be having orgasms too, and you can do that. But you simply need to learn your body. You simply need to know what turns you on. And then you need to be able to communicate that to your husband so that he can please you. Marriage is supposed to be pleasurable. And so we don't need to shy away from these conversations. We don't have to act like we're not having sex. And if you're not having sex, please listen to this episode because I'm going to tell you once you're finished, you're going to be like, listen, husband, I'm going to need to have me an orgasm tonight. Okay. So be sure to listen to that. That was episode 81, and it was the female orgasm. And number one. Okay, my friends, we have come to the number one podcast episode of 2022, and this actually breaks my heart. I love this woman. I don't know her personally, but Lisa Turkers. She has blessed many of your lives. If you know anything about Proverbs 31 Ministries, Lisa has been extremely vulnerable and honest about her struggles with her marriage. She and her husband were married for 30 years. Her husband was habitually unfaithful to her. And earlier this year, she announced that they were going to be divorcing. They had separated several years ago, and God blessed them to come back together and reconcile. They had this beautiful recommittal ceremony. But unfortunately, her husband could not get his ish together, and she had to go ahead and leave that man. So episode number one was why Lisa Turkers called quits on her marriage. And I also did a complimentary YouTube video that is my number one YouTube video, other than some of the earlier videos that I've done like several years ago. But this particular video really, really touched some heartstrings. And it broke my heart reading through the comments. Go back and look at my YouTube channel and read some of those comments, you guys. There are so many people who are dealing with infidelity. It's crazy. It's like at a pandemic level, okay? And I think Lisa, because of her high profile in Christian ministry, I think a lot of women were kind of looking to her to be like the mold breaker. And she tried. She tried with all her might. She did everything right. I have zero qualms about how she handled her marriage. Now, of course, I don't know all the ins and the outs, and people might disagree and say, oh, she could have, should have, whatever. But I know, as someone who has gone through infidelity on both sides, it is not easy to reconcile a marriage that has gone through infidelity. And it is darn near impossible, if not impossible, to do it with a spouse who is not committed to change. And her spouse wasn't committed to change. So what are you going to do? You know, I don't believe that it's God's will for you to stay in a habitually unfaithful marriage. It's not his heart. It's not his design for marriage. And so if you have a problem with Lisa, you're going to have to take that up with the Lord. But I just, again, it's bittersweet because I hate the fact that my number one podcast episode was about somebody else's struggle, but I really am encouraged by the comments that I received from many people saying that Lisa's ministry has helped them and maybe helped them to get out of some incredibly toxic marriages. So there we have it, you guys. Rundown of the top 10 episodes in 2022. I am so expectant and excited about what this next year, 2023, will hold for Real Relationship Talk. And friends, I want to hear from you. It gives me no greater joy than when I hear from my listeners and they tell me episodes that really encouraged them or episodes that really made them think about something in a different light. And so if there is a show idea that you have and you want me to do an episode on it, heck, if you want to come on and get some free coaching, that's something that I'm going to be doing in 2023, is offering these little mini free coaching sessions as long as you agree to be on the podcast. So if you want to be involved in that, then shoot me a DM on Instagram, again, at Mrs. Dana Shea, that's MrsDanaChe, or you can shoot me a DM over at Real Relationship Talk on Instagram. Well, my friends, my listeners, and I call you friends because I consider you friends, I am so thankful that you are on this journey with me. I am so grateful for just the privilege that it is to show up every single week. If you guys have been following this podcast, you know we have not missed a week. I bring you new content every single week. Well, there's a couple of sweet repeats in there, but for the most part, brand new content every single Tuesday. And it is my absolute joy and privilege. And oh, another big highlight. I can't believe I forgot this. We hired a podcast manager. Her name is Hannah. Hannah is editing this episode right now. Right now is in me speaking, but as you're listening, Avi, it's already been edited. But Hannah has been such a blessing and a godsend to this podcast. And so I am just so grateful for her. I'm so grateful for all of the things that God has allowed this podcast to do, all of the ears that he has allowed it to reach. We are worldwide, you all. This podcast is literally heard all over the world. And so again, it's my biggest honor and joy and privilege to do this with you. So signing off today, remember, friends, that a good relationship is not one that works. A good relationship is one where you put in the work. Let's get to work. I will see you in 2023. Take care, you guys. And again, you can find the show notes to this episode at realrelationshiptalk.com/episode124. Love you all so much. I will see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Real Relationship Talk with Dana Shea. Find the show notes, helpful articles, and more relationship tips at realrelationshiptalk.com. Enjoying the show? Be sure to rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And remember to subscribe. We'll see you on the next episode.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.